This song is super special to me, and so I feel like the Lord has told me I need to say stuff with it, and it's a lot of stuff, and I feel like you guys probably understand it way more than I do, but here it goes. Yes. So this song wasn't written for Christians, but it should have been. The original lyrics say, "You can't find the fighter, but I see it in you, so we can walk it out." And this indicates that we have what it takes to be victorious. But we know that Jesus said in John 15:5, that apart from me, you can do nothing. So I've taken the liberty to replace the word "it" with "him." We can walk it out because he is in us. And 2 Corinthians 3:5 says, "Not that we are competent in ourselves to claim anything for ourselves, but our competence comes from God." When the lyrics say, "All we need is hope," I'm not referring to a worldly kind of hope, but to Jesus himself. Paul refers to Jesus as our hope in 1 Timothy 1:1. It goes on to say, "All we need is hope, and for that we have each other." And it repeats, "And for that we have each other." To me, the first "each other" refers to us and God. Psalm 121, 1 and 2 says, "I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth." To me, the second "each other" refers to us gaining hope from within the body of believers. Hebrews 10:23-25 says, "Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds. Let's not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching." I have to confess that when the lyrics say, "I'll rise unafraid," that I'm not there yet. I'm afraid right now, just talking to you guys, and you're nice. So I'll remind myself and anyone else who needs to hear what Jesus said in John 14:27, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." And Joshua 1:9, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." For me, this song is declaring a commitment to fight the good fight, to finish the race, to keep the faith, 2 Timothy 4:7. It's a promise to not be easily defeated. It's a resolution to get up again when I fail. The lyrics say, "I'll rise up for you," and then repeats "for you" 3 times. To me, each one represents a different group of people. The first "you" represents God. I'll rise up for him because he deserves it. The second "you" represents my family. Our families need to see us living out our faith. The third is other believers. They need our support. The fourth "you" represents unbelievers. We are the light of the world, Matthew 5:14, and they really need to see that light now. Here's a quote from Bill Hybels. "Life is too short and the world too compassion-starved for you to keep subsisting in situations that drag you down and curtail your potential to help advance the kingdom. There's just too much at stake." This song addresses those who are broken down and tired, and we've all been there. Some of us are in a pit right now, some deeper than others. But thankfully, the size of the pit has no effect on God's ability to reach us. Psalm 41:2 says, "I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. He can pull us out or strengthen us as we endure it." When we find ourselves in a pit, we need to remind ourselves the Lord said, "For I am the Lord your God, who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear, I will help you." Isaiah 41:13. God doesn't always bring us out of the pit. John Piper said, "If God's love for his children is to be measured by our health, wealth, and comfort in this life, than God hated the Apostle Paul. So some are called to be salt and light from within the trenches. Our trials are meant to bring us closer to God. James K. A. Smith said, "Prayer is how we press our hands into the invisible and find the hand of Christ reaching back." So the question is, are we holding his hand, allowing him to strengthen us and lead us to the next place? If we will keep holding on to his hand, we'll get to see him move mountains as we participate in his plan. Isaiah 43:1 says, "But now this is what the Lord says, he who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine." We belong to him, and he will direct us. Isaiah 30:21 says, "Whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, 'This is the way, walk in it.'" The truth is that Jesus has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing. Ephesians 1:3. Paul tells us his divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and goodness. 2 Peter 1:3. So God has given us everything we need, and we know that he has good plans for us. Jeremiah 29:11. We have to get past our fear of failure. 2 Corinthians 12:10 says, "That is why for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong." Isaiah 41:10 says, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Shaylin has marigold seeds. I was going to put them on every seat, but I didn't because I wasn't going to sing it because I had issues with my high notes. So she's going to give those out now. One is meant to be planted, representing that God can do immeasurably more than all we can think or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, Ephesians 3:20. Did you know one marigold flower can produce between 30 to over 100 seeds per flower head? Imagine the multiplication. If we would collect the seeds from every flower the plant will produce. The other seed is supposed to stay in the bag to represent lost opportunities. The production rate of unsown seeds is 0%. Our job is to sow his seeds, and he promises his purpose will be accomplished. Isaiah 55:10 and 11 says, "As the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it." We also must get over our fear of loss. Romans 8:18 says, "I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. We will endure hardships, but it will be worth it." 2 Corinthians 4:8 and 9 says, "We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed." And further down, in verses 16 through 18, it says, "Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal." Isaiah 40:25 through 32 says, "To whom will you compare me? Or who is my equal?" says the Holy One. "Lift your eyes and look to the heavens. Who created all these? He who brings out the starry host one by one and calls them each by name. Because of his great power and mighty strength, not one of them is missing. Why do you say, O Jacob, and complain, O Israel, 'My way is hidden from the Lord. My cause is disregarded by God'? Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. And 1 Corinthians 15:58 says, "Therefore, my dear brothers, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain." That was a lot, but anyway, hopefully that encourages you. Hopefully this song encourages you like it has me, and hopefully I can sing it right.
You're broken down and tired of living life on a merry-go-round, and you can't find the fighter, but I see him in you, so we can walk it out and move mountains. We can walk it out. And I'll rise like the day, and I'll rise unafraid, I'll rise up, and I'll do it a thousand times again. And I'll rise up high like the waves, I'll rise up in spite of the ache, I'll rise up, and I'll do it a thousand times again. again and again.